podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Pomegranate Podcast, and happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers that are out there. And that's quite apt, because this is one hell of a mother of a game that we have coming up today, Paddy. Villa versus Spurs with, a lot riding on it, I suppose, for both teams. And I'm really looking forward to this team sheet, because potentially we have the first time we could have our full strength backline out in force since the 9th of December, somebody reliably informed me today.
That depends on whether you class Tyrone Mings as being in that four strength back four. But look, it's great to have those riches back in, especially for this game, which, and we're going to say this many times, and give us a pain in our heads saying it, but this is a cup final. It's going to be loads and loads and loads and loads of cup finals between now and the end of the season, until it becomes mathematically impossible for us to be caught, or until we drop out of the race, whatever that may be. But it's a huge, huge game, this one. To gain 3 points on Spurs gives us a bit of grounds, if we do have a shit show somewhere along the way, to be caught up on. But look, enjoy it. That's the most important thing today. It's going to feel like a cup final. I'd snap your hand off right now for a draw. I think that would make me really, really happy. Interested to see who he goes with, whether he deems it appropriate to start with Pau Torres, or to give him on the bench, or if he did suggest that JJ be ready for Sunday. We'll just have to wait and see for the next 5 minutes and see what he throws out there. But yeah. It's a huge, huge game. I'm really, really excited, scared, worried, all of the above. And as you said, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And if you're living in other parts of the world, happy Sunday. So enjoy the game today. Because it's not Mother's Day everywhere. Sure, it's not. The Australians and the Americans and a few others celebrate it at other times of the year. So anyway, just in case they're wondering what you were on about, that's what happens here at this time of year.
Exactly. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, what you're saying there, Paddy, is right. And I think a lot of focus would be on the back four. And I suppose realistically, since Konsa started at right back against Ajax, will that be the same case today? I know a lot of Spurs fans are sharpening the knives for Matty Cash. That crack is still going on, which, is just let them at it. It's juvenile. It's childish. It's, to be honest with you, it's borderline psychotic in a lot of ways, some of the things that has been said. And I don't think anybody can have any qualms with somebody saying that tries to do things that are rational, or tries to cover our own team rationally. Like, I can safely say I've never called for anybody to be killed on another football team. So, then people can throw it back at me.
Let's be fair to sports fans as well. This is a very minority group that's saying something stupid like that.
It is.
And we have enough of people in our own fan base that would say something similar. But it's ridiculous. Unfortunately, it gets retweeted and shared everywhere, and people get to see it. But that is not the general view of sports fans, I would imagine. Because who in their right mind wants Romero to go and do Matty Cash and get a red card in the first 5 minutes of the fucking game? Are you off your heads or what? In the biggest game of the year,
I love Romero.
Well, I would too, but I don't want Matty Cash not to be able to
Romero
play.
I'd sit off for the first five. No, not Matty Cash. I'd love just to get in for him to get a red card. Go do it. Matty Cash bounces up off the ground and says, "See ya, bye bye." No skin off my neck.
Yeah.
It
could easily happen any other day with Romero, because he's that type of player. So when you see what Romero does and how they celebrate, this minority celebrate what he does, and then give a fuck about Matty Cash, who two innocuous challenges ended up in a fucking people getting injured. Sorry, something fucking wrong with you if that's your opinion. If you thought that trip caused the injury the last time was a malicious intent, well then I don't think you know football too well. And look, if Romero gets sent off or somebody gets sent off for Spurs early on in this game, I think that will take the heat off very much.
Yeah. But look, in fairness, I want it to be 11v11 for the whole game. I don't want there to be any excuses. I'll take any help that any team wants to give us if they want to implode. But Villa are going to have to be on their game, and they're going to have to. It's going to have to be a very, very good Aston Villa team.
We've got a full complement to pick from. So have they. So there's no excuses today. This is going to be the one day where we don't have Buendia or Mings. Possibly don't have Ramsey. We'll see in a few minutes. But it's the day where we have to enjoy the game for what it is. And the only excuses will be is if somebody fucks up or the referee makes a hames of things. And hopefully it won't come to that, because I'm expecting a really, really high-octane contest. Spurs, as we know, will go for the jugular. They always do. They press high. They'll give us untold problems in attack. And we've got to weather that storm. We've got to pass our way out of the fence. And that's why I hope Pau Torres is there, because he's the most comfortable in that position. When people are pressing, and he's just, you know, a marvelous footballer and a great passer of the ball. So it'd be great to have him in there. Mm. Does a guy in there keep looking for a wave? Neil Sun's gonna give him a wave.
Do. Guys, apologies as well. If I keep on talking over Paddy, it's not intentional. It's not as intentional as it normally is. It's because I'm trying to run this off hotspot from my phone, because for whatever reason, my internet decided it wanted to give us a great Mother's Day present and just stopped working this morning. So I'm also looking over here eagerly to see if it does want to turn on at any time. That would be very, very much obliged. I just said, I'd say there's 620... odd people there, and exactly, you're just getting at it. The team is out. I was filling there while I was trying to bring up the team, that's what I was doing, and I can see my Paddy celebrations that it looks like. So once again, I do apologize again for my slow speeds. There it is. So Martinez, Konsa, Longley, Pau, and Dina. Cash is in there. Just put him in there just in case. Put him in there. Cash, McGinn, Douglas Luiz, Bailey, Tielemans, and Watkins. So that is really interesting. I'm wondering, is that, like, I know Cash has played right midfield before, but does this mean Bailey goes to the left-hand side to attack Pedro Porro? Does, if he starts, does it mean that we're going with three at the back and Cash? Like, there's been no secret. I've been alluding to it on social media and on this podcast. I think I would be absolutely stunned next season if we keep our complement of centre halves, or even bring one in, that we don't go three at the back. Maybe we see a three at the back today. Maybe this is where we see it. That's a really interesting team, and I love it. Like, the bench then as well, for those who are hard of sight, like myself, is Olsen, Diego Carlos, Alex Moreno, Diaby, Zaniolo, Duran, Rogers, Kessler, Hayden, and young Tim Irogbunam, or Irogbunam, as the commentator last week was saying it in the Ajax game with his hilarious pronunciation, which I can't imagine was right. But yeah, I like this lineup. I think it is what it is, and we're going defensive in some areas, but with Cash on the right-hand side, and with, I presume it's Cash on the right-hand side and Bailey on the left-hand side. It's going to be interesting to see how that works.
Yeah, you kind of glossed over the fact there, number one, there's only 9 players on the bench, and one of them is John Duran. So we got one more player back in there. What's missing is JJ.
JJ.
So that's unfortunate. Surprised there's not an extra man on the bench, possibly a defender, just to give him a experience around the squad. We're a bit light in defensive options, albeit 2 great players in Carlos and Alex Moreno to come in there. This is going to be an interesting setup. It's quite obviously a 5 out of possession and a 3 in possession. You would imagine we're just given that extra man to pass the ball around at the back, allowing for the high press that's going to be coming at us today. So I think we can, you know, with possession, that midfield will become a 4 of McGinn, Luiz, Cash, and Dean. I would imagine, and then Tielemans just in front of them, and then Bailey and Watkins doing their thing. But really interesting team, absolutely. We'll reserve judgment now till we see the Spurs team in a second, but it's filled me with optimism. It's filled me with the idea that we're going to make it very difficult for them. And let's not forget, they're on a 38-game run of scoring in every game. So if we can stop that today, it means we've got at least a point, and I'd be very, very happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Apologies, in case if any of you guys see me just go off screen, I have headphones in, so I'm able to hear Paddy. I'm not being that ignorant. I'm being ignorant, but I'm not being that ignorant. Just trying to get my internet back up and running again. Trying to get the Spurs team here now as well. I do apologize. Tottenham. That's definitely not the right one.
At Spurs, sorry,
it's forever for Spurs official. Yeah, their starting lineup is out. I'm just gonna share it with you guys now. We'll take a look. Did it? He's right back. He's a number two. There we go. So starting is Vicario on goals, Pedro Porro, Romero, Van de Ven, Udogi, Star, Basuma, Madison, Kulusevski, Son, and Johnson. That's as strong a team as we're going to face all year. From any Premier League side, that's an absolutely fantastic team they have out there. And, you know, Villa have a side out as well that we're all pretty happy with, albeit we would like to see Jacob Ramsey in there. So this is going to be an absolute belter. On their bench, they have Austin, Royale, Dragosin, Davies, Hoybrer, Bentancur, Lo Celso, Werner, and Dance Garlett on their bench. So a really strong bench for them too, with lots and lots of really experienced, expensive players on their bench. As I say, I would imagine they will maybe try to score early, and then they've got the cavalry to come in there, the likes of Werner to come in maybe for Kulusevski, or Bentancur and Højbjerg to come in for Sarr and Basuma in there. Yeah, they've got plenty of ammunition in reserve that they can bring in if needs be. But then again, so do Aston Villa. So this is finally poised. Once again, Villa's home form this season obviously been brilliant. I know recently, I'm sure if I look at the comments after saying that in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to say, yes, but we've lost X amount of games and we haven't beaten a team in the top half since the turn of the year. Yeah, but we've only played two teams in the top half, and that's been Manchester United and Chelsea. So, you know, there is differences there that we can talk about as well. But it's a finely poised game, I think, today, and all to play for. And to be honest with you, you know, it's going to annoy, and Paddy, I know it's going to annoy you, so I'm going to get it out of the way, because of the game that comes afterwards, and this being the Lord Mayor's show. You know, we might get 10 minutes of conversation about it. We might get 2 minutes of conversation about it on TV. So thank you so much. And I think, Paddy, that's why we have 786 people here watching this live at the moment, because I probably can imagine there isn't a word being mentioned about it on Sky at the moment. It's all about Liverpool City. So that's probably why you guys are all here.
Exactly. And look, while we don't fit the narrative with today's games, and let's be honest, what any neutral would probably tell you. Now, having said all this, now it'd probably end up a nil-all draw, but I would hazard a guess that if you were to get odds off of bookies, that this match is going to be a better game than the game of chess at 4 o'clock or whatever time the later game is on at. So I'm looking forward to this one. I may not even watch the second game. It gets hyped up so much. Every time it gets hyped up so much, it usually is a damn squib. I'll watch the highlights later on maybe. But this, for the two teams involved, has the potential to not only be one of the games of the day, one of the games of the weekend, one of the games of the season for me. I love watching Spurs. I love watching Ange Postecoglou's teams play. They play high-intensity football, much like our guys. The ball keeps moving. The only difference being is that his philosophy is that they never stop. So you don't get them. You don't get them killing the game or trying to see the game out, unless, of course, it's 94 minutes and they're dribbling into the corner or stuff like that and playing clever. But they keep the ball moving where possible. They get the quick goal kicks back into play. And look, they have a team that are very capable of going and beating us by two or three goals here. But it's all about how we set up and how we stop them today, how we stop them playing through us. And I'm very enthused by what the manager has chose to go with today. But I do think there's going to be goals, and I think we're going to win by the odd goal in five today.
The odd goal in five?
3-2 win today. 3-2.
Yeah. We're going with a 3-2 win. Yeah, that would be exciting enough. I think this one is draw written all over it, and I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw for this one.
Yeah, I did start the show by saying I would have taken a draw today. Absolutely would take a draw today. Yeah, so I just can't see anything else but plenty of goals. It's going to be difficult. They put Brennan Johnson in there simply to run us ragged. That's why he's in there today. He is coming good. I didn't rate him at the start. He is coming good, but he's going to run us ragged today. He's going to sit on somebody and try and stop them from passing that ball around at the back. So we may see, as we've seen, our manager is well capable of mixing this up, as we saw last week with the long ball that was played direct to Watkins, and a brilliant long ball to play direct to Watkins to bypass that high press. So it'll be an interesting afternoon for sure. I believe it's piss and rain in Villa Park, so that's going to make things even more exciting. So, look, I'm absolutely buzzing for this one. I really hope we get the game that we're expecting. And as I said earlier, probably we end up nil all.
I just want to say as well, thank you so much, everybody. We've got 825 people watching in on this. And I remember, it's mad when I look at those numbers. And I remember myself and Paddy here were cheering one day for a team sheet tantrum because we had 75 and we were looking to get over 80 for the first time. That wasn't so long ago. So thank you so much, everybody, for coming along for the ride with us, and specifically for games like this. I love doing, it's my favorite show, regardless of transfer season or whatever. Team sheet tantrum will always be the one podcast we do that I absolutely love doing, because I'm always a glass half full guy, and I love coming into these, and I love seeing all the different viewpoints, and I love the excitement that you see from these games as well. And when we look at the team sheets as well, the excitement that it brings, and it's the for me having that excitement. You know, when you watch the game on your own, it's the same. It's kind of like being in the stadium and getting to talk to people beforehand and share that excitement as well. So you know, when we've got 830 odd people here as well, I really appreciate everyone spending your time with us. So thank you so much for that. Want to start popping in? I can see there's scores coming in already there. So but before we go to those scores, I just want to say, In Your Head Change Man says, hi lads, do you know where you can get the Aston Villa claret shorts that we sometimes wear when the kids clash and the women's team wear? I would have thought on the official website or in kit bag, but now that you mention it, I don't remember seeing them being sold. I know they're a bone of contention. Some people don't like them. Some people don't like them, but I don't mind them as well.
Something nice about wearing them. It gives off the memories of playing at Old Trafford and Goodison Park back in the day. It used to be the day that the white shorts would clash, and Spurs and places like that. Yeah, you kind of know where you're playing when you see a highlights package come on and you're wearing the blue or the claret shorts. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and Sir Niamh says, "Is this the biggest game in our recent history?" It's the biggest game of the season so far until, and as you said at the start, Paddy, and this isn't being facetious, I suppose, but it's probably the biggest game until the next game, you know, at the point of the season that we're in. Like, a win today makes a lot of hearts sing around B6 and around the world that are of the claret and blue persuasion. But obviously not being, not counting chickens for the hatch, because of the teams, as we've seen, there are two really good teams. But yes, this, to answer your question, Sir Unai Emery, is this is definitely a huge game in Aston Villa Football Club's fortunes, I suppose, going forward, and their charge towards Champions League today. Absolutely. And Richard Edwards, good to see you. Richard has the hat on, has one of our hats on there in his profile picture. Good to see you, Richard. And thanks for always supporting the show. And those hats are actually back on sale on fortheloveofpomegranate.com as well. We have bobble hats, and I've got more bucket hats coming in as well. And there could be one or two other things popped up there in the next few weeks as well, if somebody's looking for something to help out the podcast. So thanks very much, Richard, for that. The scores have been coming in there. So as you said, Paddy, 3-2, was it?
3-2, I said,
3-2, I think. Yeah. I said 1-1, and so did Hitting Poker. Hitting Poker says 1-1. Kavanaugh says 4-3. Matthew Lang is saying 3-2. Spud Talks Football is saying 2-2. Dave Dwyer is saying 3-3. Dave Bond 2-1. Raleigh is saying 2-0. Charlie S is going with 2-1. Kieran O'Callaghan is going for 3-2 as well. Jordan Levy's going with 2-1. 3-1 Villa says Dale Hall. 2-0 Villa says Dave Lacey. 3-2 says Richie Lyne. 0-0 says Garrett Bedford. 3-1 says Flange. 4-1 Villa says Neil. That's a different Neil. Not me. Jordy Villan says 5-2. Noel Cunningham, not Noel Connacton at all, says 2-2 today. There's an in-joke there that some of you listen to a podcast about 3 weeks will know. Jake Aston Villa is saying 2-1. Ujin Singh is saying 3-1. Audrey says 2-2. Junior Bennett says 3-1. Dream Villain says 3-1. Kat Cannon says 2-2. Brandon Harrington says 3-1. 3-2 says Andy in Melty Shirts goes with 3-1. Christopher Hammond goes 2-2. Stephen Brown says 2-1. Richard Edwards goes 3-2 or 3-1 Villa. And Sai is saying 3-2. Bob Tomlinson says 2-2 with Spicy Pricey going with 3-2 as well. Anthony Smith 4-1. Mark Brannigan 2-2. And Michael Huggins 3-1. And coming up on the far side is Credo with 3-1. 2-1 says Brendan Walsh, Bear in the Garden. And if you didn't know, Cheltenham was coming up next week. So that's why I'm getting my horse racing commentary practice in. Aaron Cunningham says 3-2 with Paul Miller going with 5-3. Leo Waters says 2-1 and Osdrum goes with 2-2. Sniff Rat says 2-2 as well. Joe Baran has gone 1-0 with sneaky bum time. Sneaky bum time is like somebody who's letting off farts and not telling anyone. Michael Smith says 2-2. Robert Byrne says 2-1. Paul S says 5-3. Darren Healy's going with 2-2. Andrew Munro says 3-1. Thomas Welch is 2-1. Hickey 86 is 3-1. Oh, if it'll click, please. It just doesn't want to click. There we go. Andy Brogan says 4-1. Neil Bates is going 2-0 Villa. Mitchell Hinckley is going with 1-0 Villa. Converted Villa fan or cat 2Cash666 says the converted Villa fan says 1-1 and you said 4-2. Murta Crawford says 4-1 or 4-2. Sorry, Ken O'Sullivan is going with 1-1. Patrick Hopkinson's going with 4-1. Tim Matthews is going with 3-3. Moose is going with 2-1. English Richard Parks is going with 5-3. 4-3 says Extreme Viper. Benjamin is going with 3-1. Michael O'Brien is going with 2-1 to Spurs. Gavin McNabb is going with 2-1 Villa. 2-2 says Keith Cassidy. Pete goes with 2-0. And Sandman asks, have we heard of the group, have we heard of the 1897 group? That's the guys who've kind of taken over from Project B6, if I'm not mistaken. Let us know in the comments. I think they have, but yes, I have. And I hope we can get something going that Project B6 and the likes have tried to get going in around the stadium, because I think it's been great for fan engagement as well. Jonathan Kinsley is going with 2-1. 5-0 says Raj. Phil is going with 2-0. And Eddie Montenegro finishes us up with an RV 2-1 to the good guys, I presume. And I know that that's Aston Villa. I know that Eddie wants Aston Villa to win. So that's great stuff, guys. Oh, Paul comes up with 6-0 Villa. Why not finish on 6-0 Villa? But yeah, I think that's going to do it. I'm really excited about the game today. We've got another 44 minutes before kickoff. And as Richard says there, smash the likes on your way out, everyone. We're touching 900 people there. It'd be we were, myself and Paddy were talking before, that the only ever time we broke 1,000 people watching was the day that Steven Gerrard got sacked. And we went on a full-blown rant after the Fulham game. And then 15 minutes later, we came on and we were the first crew to go live about Gerrard. And there was like 1,200 people here watching at one stage, which was absolutely bonkers. But thank you so much to everybody who does watch. And hopefully, if you're new to watching this, you click in the subscribe button and you watch it again in the future, because we really enjoy having you. So I'm going to leave it at that, guys. We're going to get settled now in front of the TV and get our munch on before this. And hopefully we will see an Aston Villa win. But we will be back right on the final whistle with a post-match podcast, come what may. And hopefully you will join us for that as well. So here's to an Aston Villa win. And in the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.